coming to you from the Liddy Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com. Today's show is powered by DuBois Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big, and no job is too small. Learn more at DuBoisElectric.com. And by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's. It's Mark with you, flying solo for just a little bit, as it is a Rupert's Tasting Tales Friday, and pretty soon we're going to welcome Pam, JC, and Sarah back into the studio as we sample some Sugarland's Sippin' Cream Eggnog flavor. But before we get there, let's take a look at some headlines for Friday, November 21st. The Sun Journal reports that the Lewiston City Council voted unanimously in favor of a parking ban along a stretch of Ash Street between Howe and Horton Streets due to what the city and neighbors say is ongoing solicitation, prostitution, and drug activity. A chemical spill on Riverside Drive in Auburn closed multiple streets yesterday afternoon. The spill occurred just after 2 p.m. at a commercial building at 30 Riverside Drive. Officials did not disclose the chemical's identity and stated that there was no threat to the public. And Central Maine Power has withdrawn its rate hike request just days after it was rejected by the Public Utilities Commission. CMP's proposal would have led to a rate increase as much as $35 per month on most bills. The power company said it wanted to invest more than $1 billion in infrastructure and additional workers. Now it's time for the weather.
Weather! Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
Cloudy today, pretty much all day. We'll have a high of 44 and a low of 21. A mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow with a high of 44 and a low of 29. And cloudy on Sunday with highs in the upper 30s. In sports, the Celtics host the Brooklyn Nets tonight at 7:30. The Bruins visit the Los Angeles Kings tonight at 10:30. The NA3 Nordiques visit the Binghamton Buzz this afternoon at 4 p.m. The Maine Nordiques face off against the stinkin' Rochester Junior Americans tonight and tomorrow in New York. The Lewiston Maniacs will host Universal Academy tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow at 7 at the Colisée. In high school football, the Class C state final is set for tomorrow. Levitt will take on Greeley at 11 a.m. at Lewiston High School. The Patriots visit the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday afternoon. And Central Maine Community College men's basketball will host Albany College of Pharmacy on Sunday at 2 p.m. That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for November the 21st, shall we?
Sure, Mark. Let's do it.
Thank you, voice in my head. We're going to start off with former football player turned TV host Michael Strahan, who is 54 years old today. Michael played his entire 15-year career as a defensive end for the New York Giants. He set the NFL record for the most quarterback sacks in a single season with 22 and a half, which was later matched by TJ Watt. Michael helped the Giants win Super Bowl 42 over the New England Patriots. It was one of the greatest upsets in Super Bowl history. That was in 2007 when the Giants spoiled the Patriots' quest for the first undefeated season in the NFL since 1972. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2014, and he's now an analyst on Fox NFL Sunday and co-host on Good Morning America. Actress Nicolette Sheridan is 62 years old today. She starred in the romantic comedy The Sure Thing in 1985 and rose to prominence as Paige Matheson on the primetime soap opera Knots Landing from 1986 to 1993. She also starred as Edie Britt on Desperate Housewives from 2004 to 2009 and recently portrayed Alexis Carrington on the Dynasty reboot. And rounding out FPBs for November the 21st is comedy legend Goldie Hawn, who is celebrating birthday number 80 today. Goldie is not only an actress, she's also a producer, a dancer, and a singer. She rose to fame on the sketch comedy Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In from 1968 to 1970, and she received an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for her role in Cactus Flower in 1969. She was also nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actress for playing a woman who enlists in the Army in Private Benjamin in 1980. She has also starred in a bunch of other comedy films since then, including Shampoo, Foul Play, Seems Like Old Times, Overboard, Bird on a Wire, Death Becomes Her, and so many more. She's the mother of actors Oliver Hudson and Kate Hudson and Wyatt Russell, and she's been in a relationship with Kurt Russell since 1983. In 2003, she founded the Hawn Foundation, which educates underprivileged children. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
19 years ago on this day in 2006, Snoop Dogg released The Blue Carpet Treatment, his 9th album featuring collaborations with Jamie Foxx, Ice Cube, Stevie Wonder, and his mentor, Dr. Dre. 21 years ago on this day in 2004, the Nintendo DS was released in North America. 30 years ago on this day in 1995, Green Day singer Billy Joe Armstrong was arrested for indecent exposure after dropping his pants at a concert in Milwaukee. He was fined $141. 33 years ago, on this day in 1992, Adam Sandler performed the Thanksgiving song on the Weekend Update segment of Saturday Night Live. 44 years ago, on this day in 1981, Olivia Newton-John hit number one with the song Physical. Just try to stay away from that music video if you can. 45 years ago on this day in 1980, an estimated 83 million people tuned in to the TV show Dallas to find out who shot JR. The payoff was a pretty big letdown. It turned out to be the relatively minor character, Kristen Shepherd, played by Mary Crosby. 49 years ago on this day in 1976, the first Rocky movie opened in New York, starring Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, yo, how you spell Del Rio? Maybe I should have broke your thumbs.
50 years ago on this day in 1975, Queen released their 4th album, A Night at the Opera, featuring Bohemian Rhapsody. 83 years ago on this day in 1942, Tweety Bird debuted on the Warner Brothers cartoon, A Tale of Two Kitties. And 148 years ago on this day in 1877, Thomas Edison announced his newest invention, a hand-cranked foil cylinder phonograph, which he dubbed a talking machine. The first thing recorded, Mary Had a Little Lamb. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for November the 21st.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Teach your children escape routes from every room in the house. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Through the magic of editing, we welcome JC back into the studio along with... Who's that?
Who's that?
Is that Pam Ashby?
Who, me?
Oh my goodness, making her triumphant return back to the podcast. How are you, Pam?
Did you miss me?
Of course we did.
Oh, I'm great.
You've been gone for a long time.
I know.
Now you're back, and you're back for... We noticed you came back for a very specific reason. It is a Rupert's Beverage and Redemption Tasting Tales Friday here on the podcast.
No, I mean, and what better time?
What better time to rejoin us than right now when Pam actually picked this one out. It's very festive. It is Sugarland's Sippin' Cream, which we have had before.
We've had
the eggnog and a couple others.
No, this is the eggnog.
Oh, I mean the waffles.
The waffles.
The Eggos. That's what I was going
yes.
for. So this is the eggnog cream liqueur from Sugarlands.
Yeah, I think last year we tried the eggnog, and then Sarah went out and bought a bunch of the little mini ones in all kinds of different flavors.
Yeah.
So I suspect this will have the same effect.
I think so. I know JC's pretty excited to try this one.
I am.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried any of these flavors before?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I mean, you can't really go wrong.
You can't.
I'm looking at some of the flavors they have. This one I'm a little unsure of. Banana pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
All right.
Yeah, banana pudding?
Maybe.
I'd get into that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Banana flavored things to me can, it's yay or nay.
Agreed.
Big sway. It's either big yay or big nut. Yeah. Big nay. So birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
Butter pecan. Mm. Is it pecan or pecan?
I say pecan.
Yeah, I think they're both correct.
Well, they are. It's just depending on where you're from. In Texas, it's pecan. Do not say pecan.
Right.
chocolate coffee.
Mm-mm-mm. All right.
We've had the Eggo brunch in a jar. Mint chocolate chip. Orange dream. How about this one? Pumpkin spice latte. Are you a pumpkin spice girl, JC? Mm. Yeah. Yeah,
I got that one for Sarah for her birthday.
Did you?
The pumpkin spice.
Oh.
And then she looked at me weird because it was August and it wasn't pumpkin spice season. I'm like, well, you can put it in your fridge and hold on to it for a month or two.
It's
like, you're welcome.
No, she just gave you a look.
That's right. I'm used to it though.
And today, what do we have, Mark? What flavor?
We got the eggnog.
Yeah. Do you guys like eggnog?
I haven't had eggnog.
Ever?
I don't know if ever. I mean, maybe before.
Ever?
Not that I can really remember.
What?
What? Pam is dumbfounded.
Eggnog. It's like, I don't know. I mean, it's not something I overly enjoy, but I feel like every year I like to have a sip or two. That's about it.
Yeah.
But, Mark?
I used to love eggnog as a kid. And as I grew older, I just, I kind of steer away from it now.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't know if it's the thickness of it.
Yeah.
It's unappealing to me now, but yeah, not really into it.
Yeah.
Well, how about Sugarland's Sippin' Cream Eggnog?
Well, I'm looking forward to that because everything we've sampled from Sugarland's has been exceptional.
Yes.
And this is 20% ABV, 40 proof. This is a 750 milliliter mason jar, which I love. According to Sugarlands, their eggnog sippin' cream is a tasty twist on a classic holiday treat. Rich flavors of churned cream, rum, cinnamon, and nutmeg will keep you cozy all winter long.
We're not finishing that today.
Ah. Oh, we can't have any fun. Sarah's asking, did you guys decide if you want me to come in to do Tasting Tales tomorrow? I'm replying, we're doing it now.
She can come in and try what we're sipping now.
I'll say, we're doing it now. Come on over.
Are we cracking this bitch open? It's too far away from me. I can't reach it.
Sorry. My bad.
I'm scared to pour it from a mason jar.
Boozy eggnog. Oh my goodness, I can smell it from here.
Can you?
Yeah.
You got a good nose.
Cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
Here we go.
Thank you, Rupert's. Tastes like boozy eggnog.
It sure does. I think that's what they were going for.
Yes.
And they nailed it.
I do get the booze on the front end.
Yeah.
Yep,
and the
definitely.
Eggnog on the back end, which
I like because I don't want to end with the boozy flavor. Yeah. The name is fitting, sipping cream. This is all you're going to do with this. You're going to sip it. Or you're going to put it in your coffee or toasty beverage like that. Yeah, for sure.
I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
With this particular beverage is, yeah, putting it in coffee, or maybe a hot cocoa.
Mmm. It does make me feel festive. Yep. I keep on asking Kevin if I can put up the tree.
You guys wait until after Thanksgiving?
He said no earlier than after Thanksgiving. Yeah, yeah, that was his answer. Thanksgiving's late this year, isn't it?
Kind of. It seems it.
Yeah, no, we haven't put it up yet. I guess I'll wait.
So you got to wait till what, next Friday?
Yep.
Okay. So you got plans. Black Friday.
Ugh. Who's been Black Friday shopping?
I have once in my life.
Yes, me too. Once. Just once. Yeah, once and done. We're like, no thanks. Yep. What was it for?
For me, it was for Legos.
When, okay.
My son was about, I'm saying 7, 8 years old and like just absolutely loved Legos. And at the time we had a Kmart. A lot of people don't know that. Down on Center Street.
I loved Kmart.
Yeah, I did too. And they were having a huge sale on, it was like 40% off Lego sets. And I remember sitting in their parking lot at, it was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. After that experience, I'm like, I will gladly pay whatever I need to pay.
Extra 40%.
And not have to do that again. It wasn't, like, it wasn't crowded. It wasn't packed. People weren't rude. It's just, I felt like such a tool sitting in my car waiting for the store to open.
So Mark was judging himself.
I was. I'm like, what am I doing? You have those moments sometime in life where you're like, what decisions brought me to this place?
Right. Children.
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 Exactly.
JC, what were you shopping for? Were you just dragged along?
Yeah, I just went with a bunch of my friends when I was younger, and that was the only time I ever went.
Did you buy anything?
No, it wasn't horrible, but again, I didn't buy anything, and we're just like walking around at what time do the stores open?
Like midnight or something. Yeah.
So we were out at like 1 o'clock in the morning, walking around, hadn't slept yet. I'm tired. I want to go home. Yeah.
And probably none of you had anything specific you were shopping.
No, we were just shopping to shop because deals. Because
that's what you did.
Yeah.
How old were you? Like still in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I just got my $200 paycheck. Let's go.
Yeah.
Right.
Buy myself a Christmas present. Yeah. I went. It was when, it's where Evergreen Subaru is now.
Oh.
The electronics store.
Oh, Best Buy.
Best Buy. Thank you. I went to Best Buy when Best Buy was there, and I was getting a TomTom. Do you remember the TomToms?
The navigation systems? Yes. Yep.
Before they were all on our phones included in your vehicle, all that,
We had the Garmins, and you had to have that special suction cup that went on your windshield. Oh, JC, you grew up at the right time.
She's like, what are you talking
about?
You
didn't have to deal with any of that.
Rotary phone or plans for Thanksgiving?
We're having the kids over. They're staying the night.
You're inviting the kids back in for a day.
I mean, I'm not going to have them take their coats off.
Just their shoes.
Yeah, take your shoes off, sit down, eat something, and
leave.
Yeah, no. No, well, I think they're both planning on spending the night, which will be nice.
Oh,
they haven't been home for a while.
Cool.
We'll have them over, and we'll go to the in-laws and call it good.
Traditional.
I'm not the best guy to talk to about holidays. I don't like them. I like getting together with family.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving has always been my favorite holiday because there's no expectations.
Right.
And the food.
Yeah. You just get together with family, eat some food, watch some football, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
But
it's the most relaxed kind of, you drink and eat.
Yeah. My wife and I decided a long time ago that Christmas was for and about the kids. So we haven't really done anything for each other for Christmas in a long time, and we're fine with that. That's just what we do.
Yeah.
And now that the kids are grown, they come over, we'll have a meal, I don't know, we'll do gift cards. What do you get? Yeah. Someone in their mid-20s. What do you get, JC?
What do you want for Christmas? Money. Yeah.
All right, just cash, yeah. That's it.
To anything, yeah. Yeah. Do you want to pay for my gas, my groceries?
Exactly.
Do you want to help out with my electricity bill?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, how's that adulting?
Yeah, it's not fun.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, this is not what I was promised. It's actually exactly what the adults told me it was going to be.
Damn it. They were right.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy how that goes, though? Yeah. Like when you're growing up, you're like, oh my God, I'm never going to be like my parents. They don't know anything.
Yeah.
And then you grow up and you're like, they had a few good points.
Everybody's like, you don't want to grow up. And when you're younger, you're like, yeah, I do. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No. She's like, stay a kid forever.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier back then.
Yeah.
Some try.
Yeah.
Do you guys make a big deal out of Christmas?
I love giving gifts, mm-hmm. So I have a hard time not getting gifts, but only for, like, the Christmas morning thing. Like, I have friends that buy me gifts every year, and I'm always like, oh, shit, I forgot about you. So, yes and no. Like, yeah, I just love watching people open gifts. I hate opening gifts.
Especially when people are watching.
Yes. Right? Like, it's so awkward.
It's the worst.
What if I hate it and I open it and you got to pretend to love it? And
even when you do love it, though, it's like, I'm sitting there like, thank you. Like, I really do appreciate it, but what else am I supposed to say? You're just staring at me so.
You're still staring.
Am I supposed to, like, bow down? Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, my God. It's the best thing ever. Yeah.
I don't even know what Christmas is and why we celebrate, why we have trees in our house.
Okay, well, do you want a lesson?
Yes. I'm a practical guy. I like things to make sense, and it's never made sense to me.
Do you know they used to put real candles on the trees?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, let's light a fire inside a dead tree of our house.
Yeah.
And then wonder why we're standing outside watching our house burn.
Growing up, the first couple of years, well, not couple of years, when Trevor got old enough to understand Christmas and Santa Claus and all of that, the big fat lie that every parent tells their child. I think there was maybe two Christmases in a row. And the second one, I was like, absolutely not. I'm never doing this again. There were just so many toys wrapped under the tree. And then he never played with any of them. Yeah. He'd rather play with the box.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So after that, I would buy necessities, really. Like, I would get him, like, he started playing basketball when he was, like, 4. So basketball, like, nice sneakers, nice socks, like, things that I wouldn't buy on a normal basis would be, like, the gifts that he was opening. And then, hi! Welcome!
We're doing some eggnog.
Heck yeah!
Give me another glass.
Just one of these ones.
Sure. Yeah. Fill it half full.
Yeah.
You're in for a treat, Sarah.
Hey.
Sarah's here, everybody. And we didn't even have to say through the magic of editing.
I just came in.
She just showed up.
Yeah. I had a doctor's appointment.
So yeah, after that, I just started, buying experiences or, like, planning trips.
That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
Gifts is experiences. For my mom and dad, I used to always just do, well, I have 3 siblings, so all of us would get them a trip to go do something. Or, like, oh, here's a couple of nights in a hotel in New Hampshire or...
Yeah, because they have, if you want stuff, you, as an adult, you typically just go get it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it just felt like it meant...
Yeah, and like, they probably appreciate it a lot more, too. They're like, it's not something we would have done on our own, so this is really cool.
And we were like, cool, now they're out of the house.
You were guaranteed a couple of nights by yourself.
Yeah, get to play Ouija board, right?
We had grown out of that.
You're never too old for a Ouija board.
Are we bringing in a Ouija board here?
I would love to.
No.
Why?
Sarah.
Again.
Should we take a vote?
Ugh, you guys.
I vote yes.
Ouija
vote
board, yes too. Yay.
Do you really want to do
that? You're outvoted.
Okay.
We're having a Ouija board podcast.
You don't even know.
What do you mean?
the number of interactions that I have with spirits on a regular basis is enough to terrify me from a
What was the
board.
Last one? Tell me the last one. Take a sip of your sipping cream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, what do we got here, guys?
It's eggnog sipping cream.
It's definitely got an eggnoggy vibe.
Yeah, but after, right?
Yeah.
Which I'd rather it land on eggnog.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is definitely something I would put into another thing.
That's exactly what
yeah,
I
that's Yeah, that's what we were
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Do you know what might be good too is some ice.
Ice. A little rum.
A little more rum.
A little bit of rum mixed in. Put it in a muffin.
Ways to enjoy. Drizzle over your favorite ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since it's already kind of dairy-based.
Yep.
Sure. Yep. Okay.
Got Top that. With whipped cream for a sweet treat.
A little more dairy.
It's already sweet, but okay.
Yep.
Served simply over ice. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Yes.
Transform your coffee with a swirl of sipping cream. Mm. You could almost use any of the sipping creams and do that.
That's
almost
what we're missing is coffee. Yeah.
Sarah, have you tried your pumpkin spice one yet?
I did. You know what I did with it?
What you did with
it? I put it in coffee.
What?
I put it in an iced coffee. It was delicious.
Yum.
All right. So we were talking about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And Christmas and when you put up your tree and how hardcore you celebrate. And I'm going to guess, Sarah, that you look forward to this time of year.
I do. I do look forward to this time of year, and I don't yuck anybody else's yum, but it's too early for me for a lot of things. Like, I'm not ready for the constant Christmas carol stations, and I'm not ready for my Christmas tree. I'm ready for a wreath on the door.
Yeah?
Yeah. We do. We make kind of a big deal about it even still with my son being older. Like, he likes to go and get the tree, all of us together.
Mm.
And he likes to cut one down, but I'm getting to that point where it's just like... Can we just go to the tree lot and pick one out? And he's fine with that. But we all decorate together, and then we do, like, we do a gingerbread house at our house.
Aww.
Everybody does a little, we get, like, a gingerbread village, and everybody does a little gingerbread house. And we always have an advent calendar. It's usually, like, a Lego advent calendar. It's, like, Star Wars themed or Hogwarts themed or something. Yeah, and I do, like, I decorate the house. But I'm not, I mean, I think... In the grand scheme of people who love Christmas on a level like 1 to 10, I'm probably like a 4.5. JC, we don't know each other. What do you do for Thanksgiving?
Well, this year, I normally spend it at my mom's, so I always spend it at my mom's, but we wanted to have a little fun with it. So we got a couple of games to play, and then we're also having a little competition.
Ooh.
Yeah, so We're all coming up with drinks. We have teams. So me
Can
and my
I
sister...
come over for Thanksgiving?
I know. Now Pam wants to do Thanksgiving. Now she's interested.
Pam's like, I didn't know Rupert's was sponsoring your Thanksgiving.
Tell me about the drinks. What's going on?
So we're coming up with we're going to come up with little skits to go with them too. So everybody has to do kind of like a presentation, but we're trying to make it funny. And you're presenting your drink, but we're trying to give them, funny names. And, so everybody's competing to have the best name for their drink and flavor and the best, presentation.
I want to see video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a feeling your mom and Bill's drink. Are they making different drinks?
No, so we have teams. So my mom and Bill, and then my brothers and their girlfriends will be together, and then me and my sister are on a team. So
are you assigned a type of alcohol or any kind of guidelines?
It's a
you just free?
For all.
Oh man,
yeah,
I do want to see this.
So this is a Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving Day. This is what you're doing.
Yeah. So we've never done this before. But
who came up with the idea?
Mom had some sort of idea to do a cooking competition.
Everyone's like, no.
I was like, well, wait, there's a way to make this better.
Yeah. Not everyone can cook, but everyone can alcohol.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a way to make this better.
Yeah.
There's already so much food. Hold on, guys.
hold up.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, yeah.
Yeah. No, they were. Everybody was like, wait, that's great.
Let's do that.
Perfect. Yeah.
And so will you still have a Thanksgiving dinner? It's just these festivities are going to occur around that.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. So all the food competition was just going to be on top of it. That's why I was like, let's not even bother with that. There's already so much.
Yeah, don't bother with that.
Do drinks.
Yeah.
Way better.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that idea. That's a great idea. Yeah. And I like, it's going to be like a new tradition now, I feel like.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Very Anytime cool. you have to be careful when you start something like that, because then it is like a tradition, then you're stuck with it, even if you don't want to do it anymore. But that sounds like something that everybody will continue to
if
want.
If you don't feel like doing it, then you can just bring, like, here's my mimosa.
Yeah.
Right. I made it out of cranberry instead of orange.
Exactly. You can just get lazy.
I know. I don't care if you like it.
Well, I think... my dad wanted to do just like Jack and Coke.
Boring.
Yeah, my mom was like, no.
Make it holiday.
Yeah.
Make it holiday.
Anything.
He's like, right? Yeah, put a thing of Polly in there or something.
Yeah. Yeah. No theme, just whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're trying to do kind of just different stuff. And like I said, just the funny names. I think that's what's really going to send over, like, your presentation is like presenting something that's like, inappropriate.
So you're taking this pretty seriously.
Yeah, we all are.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I want details. Yeah. I want to hear about your drink.
I want to see these presentations.
I want to see it. Yeah.
You had me at inappropriate.
Yeah. Mark chimes in. Inappropriate sounds great.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
I have here the top 10 things people do not want to talk about at Thanksgiving.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I can think of two.
Politics.
That's number one.
Yes.
Yep.
100%.
Politics is probably part of the reason why there'll be some empty chairs at Thanksgiving 100%. Dinner.
That's why we have so many people at our house this year.
Yeah.
How about religion?
Religion is number four.
Yeah.
JC, any guesses?
I don't know.
Relationships?
Relationship is number nine.
Mm. Economy?
Well, money.
Money.
Money's number two.
Money. Mm-hmm.
They suggest you avoid pointed questions like, how much are you making these days?
Oh, jeez. Who asks that? How rude.
How much are you making these days?
Why? Do you want to write me a check?
That'd be my Number three is appearance or weight.
Oh, really? Dear Lord. Does that even need to be on a list?
I think so for some people.
I think that's on the list because some family members don't know how to shut their face and not ask questions.
Right, like, sure.
Right.
I can...
Looks like you've put on a few pounds.
Oh, my God, no. Do they need to be punched? Do you need me to come and punch someone?
You know there's
someone?
Family members that do that. They're just so... They just don't... They no filter. They don't understand. They're rude. Yeah.
Yeah. So to even kind of piggyback on that, like as a... As a person who, as a child, was very, very, very thin, I heard so many times about how skinny I was. You're so skinny. Why are you so skinny? Why do you ever eat? And ask my parents, don't you feed her? And it's like, you know, you're making me feel kind of weird about being thin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I like it. And then, oh, weird how I have body dysmorphia now. Crazy.
It goes both ways.
Yeah.
For sure. I had a friend that elementary school all the way up to high school, she just naturally super, super thin.
Mm-hmm.
She, same thing. She was like, just stop.
Yeah. You don't need to comment on appearance, period. Like your hair is different. Your skin is different. Your body is different. You don't need to talk about it.
So the other things people don't want to talk about at Thanksgiving dinner, their ex.
Oh, well, that's relationships, right?
Yeah. Relationship status.
Yeah.
How about mental health?
Oh, I talk about that. I don't care if you don't want to talk about it.
I think.
If I'm frazzled, I'm not going to talk about other people's mental health, but if I'm feeling frazzled, you're going to know I'm frazzled. I'm going to let you know. I'm like, okay, I'm overwhelmed. I've had enough.
Even if I don't let you know, you're going to know.
You're going to know. Yeah. You don't even have to talk about it. You're going to know when I'm feeling a little overwhelmed.
Yeah. Or work or career issues. People don't want to talk about it. People don't want to talk about work on the holidays, I guess.
Again, I think that depends on how close you are with the people that you're having your holiday with.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom and dad coming over, I'm sure they're going to ask how things are going. That's fine. It's my mom and dad, you know.
That's everyone's go-to for me. How's things at work?
How are things at work?
Crazy. That's my
things are always crazy. I know.
Crazy.
Let's see. The last two. Let's see. Where did we? Oh, personal struggles.
Oh, see? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mostly because you shouldn't bring up anything negative during the holiday.
You should just gloss it all over and pretend it's not happening.
Nobody wants to know.
That's holidays for you in a nutshell.
Yeah. And the last one is other family members.
Nobody, no goss?
No
hot goss?
No hot goss.
You won't believe what Maggie said.
Hear?
The screaming, the fighting, the exploding resentments. That's what Thanksgiving is.
Let's go around and say what we're most thankful for.
Oh, yay. Mark, what are you thankful
anyway,
for?
Anyway, what am I thankful for? Yeah. I just gave it some thought, and I think on the spur of the moment, I will say that I'm thankful of the 10 years I got to spend with Nugget.
Oh, Nugs.
My little dog who recently passed away. Yeah. Obviously, it was a very sad time, and it was 100% unexpected.
Yeah.
But the more I think about it, the more I am grateful that he was part of our lives.
He was such a good dog. And he was so lucky to have gotten to you guys.
Yep.
Yeah. You rescued him. He rescued you, but you rescued him too.
That too.
Yeah. All right, JC, what are you thankful for?
I would say that I'm thankful for my family and friends and that everybody is healthy.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Super important.
It is, yeah.
I would definitely say Kevin and Alex for sure.
Aww.
Like, I don't think I would have survived without either of them.
Yeah. Family is super important. Yeah. I asked you guys and I didn't have time to think about mine. I think having a healthy body, I'm very grateful for that. I see people struggling every day with their own health and their wellness and mental and physical. And I'm just really grateful that I have a support system in both places, in health and mental wellness, to be able to be the best version of myself that I can be for everybody else.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
There we have it.
Tasting Tales brought to you by Rupers.
Four sums up?
Four sums up. I think I need a second go round with the eggnog sipping cream. I'm going to try it in other
things. You need a mixer.
Yep. I think that would be, I like the flavor. I just think I need it to be with something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The 20% really comes through.
It's strong.
It sure does.
Yeah. It's strong for sure. And it is eggnog.
Tis the season.
It's eggnog.
So thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for giving us this delicious beverage to sample. And we have enough of it left over where we can kind of put it in a coffee or a hot cocoa and see what happens.
We're going to see its revisitation at the Christmas party. I'm going to come up with something.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Maybe we'll do the contest, the presentation and all. Maybe I'll choose a challenge and go with the sipping cream.
Oh, boy.
All right.
See how it goes.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBlois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam. She's right over there. Via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have bitten my cat.